Throughout 1987, we recorded tracks for the Cut Loose CD. We worked at Morrisound Studios in Tampa. They had just built a brand new facility, two control rooms, a huge recording area, and it was just a fantastic experience there. I worked with Jim Morris, who engineered it. He had done several projects for us in the past, so it was just a perfect fit. I invited Pat Travers to come over and play lead guitar on this track, You Can't Come Back. He had worked with us on this song a couple of times and was familiar with it, and I thought his licks would really be nice in some of the spaces and in the solo area. So he came over, I bought him a bottle of Jack Daniels, and that was payment. It was perfect. This song was super successful for us. We got regular rotation airplay on four radio stations in Florida, and that's playing four times a day. And for a band without a record deal, that's unheard of. It tracked number 62, I believe, out of the top 100 songs at WYNF in Tampa for the year. So it was a really good first run for us, and we were really excited about the prospects of having this be our first single off of it. So here is the song, You Can't Come Back.